So tonight, before I get started, amen, I just want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for all that he has done in my life and continues to do, because if it hadn't been for him, I would not be here today, amen. And I want to thank and honor our pastor, Pastor Panero, our first lady, Sister Panero, Michaela. Love them and appreciate them very much. And it's an honor to be able to stand behind this pulpit. And it's an honor, high honor to me, and I don't take it lightly. Amen. Amen. I appreciate them and the passion that they have for the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to be reading tonight out of Luke chapter 21 and 32 through 36. Amen. And I'll give you a second. And when you have it, say amen. Amen. Luke chapter 21, verse 32 through 36. And the word of the Lord says this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Amen. If you would lift your voices in this place, ask the Lord for this, ask the Lord for this help tonight. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Jesus, for this privilege and opportunity to be in your house, Lord God. Lord, let your anointing be in this place tonight, God. Loose my tongue, God. Let the power of the Holy Ghost minister in this place, mighty Father. Oh, we worship you. Have your way in this place, God. And let your name be glorified in this house, mighty God. Let your will be done again, oh God. We thank you once again, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to talk to you on this thought tonight. We are in the last days. We are in the last days. We know that the last days are here. Without a shadow of doubt and without any question, we are definitely in the last days. Amen. And God himself is about to come back for his church. He is about to come back for his bride. Amen. As Reverend Bonham would say, he's about to wrap this thing up. Amen. It's not time to play church. It's not time to live for God half-heartedly. It's not time to have one foot in and one foot out in the church. Amen. We need to be on fire for Jesus. We need to live for God wholeheartedly. Amen. Amen. And no, I don't think that I'm a prophet of the last days or end times, nor am I the son of a prophet. But the Lord dealt with me very heavy about this two days after the last time Sister Victoria and I ministered up here. And it's been burning in my spirit ever since. And the Lord started speaking this into my spirit. And I didn't simply question him on why he wanted me to minister about these certain things. I just asked him why these certain things. Because some of the things I'm going to talk about tonight, he delivered me from. Amen. And so I just want to make mention of these things tonight here in a few minutes. And this is what the Lord spoke to me when I asked him, why these specific things, Lord? And this is what he said. Too many of my people are going back to what I delivered them from. Amen. And it grieves my heart to see and to hear this going on. I myself would never want to go back what God has delivered me from. Amen. Because the Bible says in Proverbs 26 and 11, I didn't give this to the media team, but Proverbs 26 and 11 says, As a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. Amen. My people need to hear and be reminded of some of the things that are going on. He also said, not that anyone is like that here, but this is for the church as collectively as a whole. He said, too many of my people are closed-minded about what's going on, that nothing can happen to them, that they can't fall into temptation or to be conformed to the things of this world. But Matthew 24 and 24 says, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Amen. He shall deceive the very elect. We need to live in a constant place of awareness. We need to be very careful if we ever think this way, because I myself never thought in 100 years that I would end up in the hospital with the machine breathing for me on 100% oxygen, about to lose my life. But God took me out of that situation, amen? Sometimes it's going to take an act of God to pull people out of their situation, amen? Amen. Us living for God, we are more prone or more susceptible to something happening to us, Pastor, because we have a target on our back, amen? The scripture text, or the opening scripture that I read tonight, is out of the book of Luke. Amen. And just a couple of verses before, Jesus spoke to his disciples and he used the parable of a fig tree. Luke 21 and 29 through 31 says, and he spake to them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all the trees. And all the trees, when they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that the summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is at hand. Yeah. Amen. Jesus was cautioning and warning the disciples to observe the signs of the times. And letting them know that all shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with great power and great glory. Our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. Amen. Even though it was a warning to the disciples then, it is a warning to us and to all that dwell on the face of the earth today. Because all kinds of crazy things are happening in this world. All these mass shootings are taking place. Wars, nations against nations. All the pandemics, this coronavirus pandemic that is never going to go away. The drug and alcohol epidemic, amen. Methamphetamine, heroin, these drugs have been around for many years, and they're just a road to destruction, amen. The drug fentanyl is a big one right now. They call it the silent killer. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that is 50 times stronger than heroin and 100 times stronger than morphine, and they are putting fentanyl in everything they can think of. And there is two kinds of fentanyl. There's a pharmaceutical fentanyl and the illicit manufactured fentanyl. And the illicit manufactured fentanyl is what they're putting in everything in, and it's killing a lot of people. Amen. And it comes in different forms. They can make it in liquid form, powder form, or pill form. And it's nearly impossible to see it, smell it, or taste it. One example is they are making these pure fentanyl pills in high doses. And they are disguising these pills to make them look like some other type of pill. And people are popping these pills like candy, not knowing what it is that they are taking. And the result of that, thousands of people all across the world are overdosing and dying because of this. And it's getting worse and worse by the second. Yeah. Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Drug dealers are using all these social media platforms to get young people to illicitly sell their dangerous, destructive drugs, again, making them look like something it is not, and the end result can lead to death. Right. Right. Amen. We have to have a passion for souls, church. We have to be on fire for Jesus. We cannot be lukewarm in these last days. We know what the Lord is going to do to those who are lukewarm. We have to be on fire. We have to be ready for the harvest that is coming. It has been prophesied many times to Revival Tabernacle over this church, and we have to be prayed up and ready for it. Amen. We have to be ready for it. We have to be ready for the harvest. Hallelujah. The church of the living God has to wake up and be stirred like never before. We have to have the shock of the Holy Ghost and working in us like never before, stirring up the gift and the fire of the Holy Ghost every day. Every day. Every day. Hallelujah. There's an identity crisis going on. Men and women, young people, youth are confused about who they really are. The world says it's okay to be transgender, that it's okay to be LGBTQ. No, my friend, the devil is a liar and the father of lies. Hallelujah. And when he speaks, he's always lying. Amen. Hallelujah. I read this the other day in the Santa Maria Times. It's all over the news. It's all over the news. Coming up here in a few days, our neighboring small town, city of Solvang, is supporting and hosting their first annual Gay Pride Parade. I have a feeling that we're going to do a lot more victory marches in this place. Amen. When we marched here the other night, it was powerful. There's something about when the people of God gather together and begin to march and shout and pray all at the same time. Things begin to happen. Things begin to break in the spirit. The walls of Jericho become crumbling down. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to bind that spirit in the name of Jesus and tell God to send it back to where it came from. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The parade that I just mentioned reminded me of Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. And we know that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah with brimstone and fire because of their sinful ways. Amen. The story can be found in the book of Genesis starting in chapter 18. And I'm going to kind of paraphrase it here a little bit. Amen. In the early dawn, Abraham, the God-ordained father of many nations, stands in the place where hours before he had petitioned God to spare the wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah from the divine judgment, and he was ready to release his holy wrath on them. Amen. Amen. The previous evening, as the fate of these cities hung in the balance, the conversation between Abraham and God began with the plea from the heart of the future patriarch. In Genesis 18 and 23 through 24, Abraham drew near and said, "Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure, the 50 righteous within the city, wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein?" Moving forward from the hope of at least 50 righteous people down to 10, Abraham continued to beseech the one true God. "For surely there were some who were honorable and righteous among the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah. In fact, his nephew Lot was there along with his family. But this morning, the time of intercession is past, and the evidence of destruction rises in the air before him. The smoke, like the smoke from a furnace," the Bible says, "fills the distant sky over the plains." And in this moment, Abraham knows with a sorrowful certainty that not even 10 people can be found in the surrounding plains who worshiped the Lord God. Not one person. Amen. Amen. Not one. As Abraham's gaze roams over the devastation of Sodom and Gomorrah, he surely is struck by the finality of God's judgment, for nothing survived, including people or vegetation. Genesis chapter 19 and 24 through 25 reads like this: "Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire, the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. Amen. Because of their ongoing sin and rebellion against their Creator, the former inhabitants of the cities are not only wiped from the earth, but they are also eternally separated from the presence of God. The depravity of Sodom and Gomorrah had a devastating hold on Lot's wife. And we all know Lot's wife looked back at the destruction of her home, and she was turned into a pillar of salt. Yeah. We must never turn back to what God has delivered us from. Amen. I never want to go back to that. Never, ever want to turn back. Amen. Because we know that the continued rejection of Jesus leads to death and destruction. Amen. Sin is sin, right? We know that the wages of sin always pays the same.
Yeah.
Romans 6 and 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Amen. A holy God requires justice, and the wrath unleashed on Sodom and Gomorrah is a foreshadowing of the ultimate justice coming on the day of final judgment.
Right.
Apostle Peter writes in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 6, "And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that are after should live ungodly." As we can imagine standing beside Abraham and looking out over the ruins of Sodom and Gomorrah, we must approach this ancient scene of desolation with humility and thankfulness for the redemption offered by Jesus' sacrifice. Amen. We must never take our journey with the Lord for granted. We always have to be grateful and thankful. Even if he doesn't do anything else for us, we ought to be thankful because he did die on the cross once and for all. He did shed his blood for all of creation. Amen. He paid the price once and for all. And we ought to be thankful for that. Amen. Hallelujah. But no matter who you are, the sin you have committed, Jesus still loves everyone the same. Amen. Jesus still loves you. Never think that you are too far gone or too deep in sin that Jesus cannot reach for you, that Jesus does not love you, because he loves you with an everlasting love. Amen. He loves us with an everlasting love. Thank you, Jesus. For we all fall short of God's holiness. Amen. We all fall short of God's glory. In Romans chapter 3 and 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God."
Yeah.
Amen. "But God is a God full of compassion." Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
He is a God full of love and compassion, full of mercy and truth. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. But that are Psalm 86 and 15. "But thou, O Lord, our God, full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth." Amen. We serve the one true living God. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus died once and for all, and it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We don't want to get caught unawares, church. We have to be rapture ready. We have to prepare ourselves and looking and expecting for the coming of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we are in the last days. I said, because we are in the last days. Amen. We have to pray more than ever before for God to stretch forth his hand and start pulling lost souls out of the pits of hell. We have to win as many souls as we can. Amen. We have to be wise when we talk to people that are not redeeming the time. Amen. We have to be wise for that. We have to be ready to give an answer to them. Amen.
Amen.
We have to be wise in winning souls. The Bible says, "One who winneth souls is wise." Amen. Because God does not want anybody to go to hell.
No.
Amen. Because he doesn't want anybody to go there. It's a place of torment. Amen. Luke chapter 13 and 28 reads like this. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all of the prophets in the kingdom of God, and yourselves be thrust out. So I believe that those who are in hell, they will be able to see all the prophets and all those who have made it into the glory land. Amen. God is calling his people home. We are very close for our Lord and Savior to be coming back. Amen. And we have to be on the lookout for Jesus. And we have to be ready. We have to make ourselves ready to save ourselves from this untoward generation. Amen. It's a place of fire that shall not be quenched, shall never be put out. It is a place when the fire continues to burn for eternity and eternity and eternity. There is no end. Amen. We have to pray and fast that people would answer and take heed to the call of God in their life. The backslidden families, the prodigals, the lost coins, that God would quicken their minds and prick their hearts more than ever before, that they shall come back to his presence. Amen. We have to pray for the backslidden, the lost prodigals, that God will prick their hearts, that God will give them such conviction, amen, that he would bring them to remembrance of what it is to be in the presence of God, of what it is to be in the house of God. Let us never take it for granted when every time these doors are open, we should be in the house of God. And thank the Lord for social media. But there's nothing like being in the house of God with the people of God to worship, to praise, and to glorify his matchless name. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to come back to his presence because Jesus himself is standing at the door and knocking. Amen. He's knocking at the hearts, at people's hearts. Amen. He's knocking. Revelation 3 and 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Amen. Amen. That's why our pastor is so passionate about prayer and hammers it into us, because he has the heartbeat of God. He wants to see lost souls saved. He wants to see the sinner come to repentance. Amen. He wants to see the prodigals come back home. He wants to see lives changed and transformed. Just like we ought to ourselves to have that same passion and desire, all for the furtherance and the expansion, amen, of the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And give him a praise in this place. Oh, for he is worthy. Oh, worship you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the shedding of your blood, mighty God. Thank you for your great mercy. Oh, let's lift them up right now, church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We serve a merciful God. We serve a righteous God. Oh, we serve an awesome God. A God that holds all power, all authority, all dominion in his hands. Hallelujah. And he is coming back for his church. We are in the last days, church. Let us not ever forget. Let's keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We are in the last days. All the craziness that is going on in this world shouldn't be any surprise to the church of the living God. The Bible warns us and tells us all about it. Amen. We know this. Turn to your neighbor and say, I know this. Amen. Amen. 2 Timothy 3 and 1 through 5. And this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontentment, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Amen. Amen. Our God is full of power. Amen. Amen. He's a God of power. Amen. 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 All this is happening because the devil knows his time is very short. And he's doing everything he can to destroy souls. To destroy all he can. Amen. The devil's time is very short. I'm here to serve notice to the devil tonight that his time, your time is short, devil. Your time is short. Oh, you're about to be cast into the lake of fire for eternity and never to come out ever again. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5 and 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Yeah. Amen. John chapter 10 and 10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. We are definitely in the last days. But God is on the move. Amen. He is on the move more than ever before. There is no stopping the church of the one true living God. Amen. Nothing can stop. Not even the gates of hell shall prevail against the church of the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Acts chapter 2 and verse 17 says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Amen. We see and we hear about all the visions that the ministers and the pastors and the prophets are seeing that God is giving them. Amen. And this is happening today more than ever before. Amen. And we know that this is happening because within the last few years, God has been pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. Hundreds and thousands of people have been receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost all across the world. And the Holy Ghost is spreading like wildfire. Yeah. Amen. People are being baptized in the wonderful saving name of Jesus. What I'm saying is the God that we serve is more powerful than any demons, more powerful than any drug or alcohol, more powerful than anything in this world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He has all power, all authority, all dominion in his hand, and he can deliver you. He can set you free right now because the power of God is in this place. I said the power of God is in this place. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Jesus, for your power, oh God. Thank you, mighty God. Amen. Clap your hands unto the Lord and thank him right now. If you believe that there is power in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. There is power in this place. Oh, release the fire of the Holy Ghost in this place, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, mighty God. We thank you, mighty Lord.